Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach. We're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Nosoi, the topic of Soito, by the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Hei, Posuk Yud Aleph. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'amartu aleichem, ish ish ki siste ishto yumu aloi voi mo'al. And Hashem told Moshe to tell b'nei Yisrael, any man that his wife goes astray and she sins against him, how so? She was mezana with somebody else. Says Rashi, ish ish, kisiste ishtoi. Rashi wants to know, what is the connection between soito and the last posuk of the previous topic? Ma kosuv lemalo minu inyon, v'ish es kodoshov lo yihiyu. Which means, if you hold back your kodshim, you don't give it to the kohen. I promise you, you're going to have to come to him to bring your wife who is a soito. In other words, holding back matnus kahuna is a cause for soito. Ish ish, the posh pshat is any man. But Rashi makes a drosha from the double lashon. This teaches us eles bishnaim. She sinned against two. Also, Be'ish Milchomo, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shira of Azyoshir Shelemalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu up on high, Ve'isho Milamato, and also her husband down here in this world. Kisiste Ishtoi. The Poshe Pshan, as Rashi will tell us soon, when a woman goes astray, but Rashi brings down a drash, reading it not Siste Ishtoi, rather Siste, Miloshen Shoite. Shonu Rabbi Yisainu, Einam Anoafim, Noafim. People are not mezane, Achetikonez b'im ruach shtus. They have a momentary, they become crazy. Dichsiv, Kisishte, V'kosuv boi, Aposek and Mishlei, Noyef isho chasar leiv. Somebody is mezane with an eshes ish, clearly has no seichel. That's the drash. Sishte, shoite. U'pshute shol mikre, Kisishte, she goes astray from acting as a tsanua woman, and therefore she is suspected in the eyes of her husband. Or al yest el drocheo libecho, which means to go astray. What is the sin that she sinned against her husband? The next pasuk, v'shoch avish oisa, another man was mezana with her. Posuk Yud Gimel v'shochav ish oiso shichvas zera v'ne'elam me'enei isho v'nishtero v'initmo'o v'eid ein bo v'hi lo'y nisposo. She sinned against her husband by another man sleeping with her. But the husband doesn't know about this because he doesn't know for a fact that she was mezane. Rather, all there was a stiro, which means yichud. She secluded herself with another man for the amount of time that she could have been mizane. But ve'ed ein bo, there's not even one aid telling us that she was mizane. Nobody knows what happened inside the room. Outside the room, we know. There were two aidim saying that there was yichud, but we don't know what happened inside the room. And the whole story only gets off the ground v'hi lo nisposo, only if she was not grabbed. But if she was grabbed and she was nenas, that does not answer her on her husband. Says Rashi v'shochav ish. Ish is b'memayet prat lekoton. If she was mezana with a koton, it doesn't answer her to her husband. Or umi she'eno ish. If she was mezana with somebody that's not a man, a behema, that also does not answer her to her husband. There are sois that don't have the letter umi, rather, prat lekoton mi she'eno ish. It's not two drushes, it's one drusha referring only to a koton. Our gears is two separate drushes, excluding a koton and a behema. Oiso shichva zera, oiso, somebody was mezana with her. What is that excluding? Shchivosa poiseles oiso, vein shchivas achoiso poiseles oiso. Only if somebody was mezana with her, does that answer her on her husband? But if her husband was mezana with her sister, one of the arayos, achois ishtoi, nevertheless, that does not answer the wife on her husband. The next words of Rashi, some gersois don't have it. If you do have it, kemaiser b'shtei achoyos shoydoy meizul azu, it has nothing to do with this Rashi of achoyso. Rather, it's referring to Rashi before, ish, that Rashi darshan, she sinned against two people, also her husband, and also Hashem. And what the Medrash is bringing down this mashal of maiser b'shtei achoyos, that even if she could trick her husband, she can't trick Hashem. The maiser the Medrash brings down is that a woman was mezanet, as a soito, she knew that she sinned, and if she goes drinks the water, she's going to die. So she went ahead and switched places with her identical sister. And she sent her sister instead. Her sister did not sin. So of course nothing happened to her. But when she came back and she hugged and kissed the sister that was mezanet, the smell of the mei soito went into her and she ended up dying. So the Pasuk is telling you, you can't trick Hashem. Hashem will find the woman that was mezane and end up killing her also. V'ne'elam me'enei isha, says Rashi, tu mi'utim. The Pasuk says, it was hidden from her husband's eyes. Mi'ut number one, prat l'suma, coming to exclude a blind man. A blind man never sees anything. Our Pasuk is talking about, he generally does see, but he didn't see that she was mezane. But if it's a suma, the halachas of soito do not apply. A second miut, hoim hoyo roye ume'am eim, eina mayim boit kinoisa. If the husband did see, but he pretended as if he didn't see, the word me'am eim comes from the root of to dim. He made his eyes as if they're dimmed, as if he didn't see, but he knows very well that she was mezane, then einam bayim boit kinoisa. The water will not check her, because you know what happened. You're just bringing her for the Beis HaMikdash Tam. The water doesn't check in such a case. V'nistero, and then it says v'hinitmo. It can't mean literally that she was mezane, because then we know what happened. The Pasuk says, we don't know what happened. Rather, what does it mean, v'nistero v'hinitmo? She secluded herself for the amount of time that she could have been mezanet. The aid ain't bo. There was no aid. Hoim yesh bo afilu aid echod. Even one aid that normally would only accept his word in Bezdin. She'omar nitmeis loy hoisa shoisa. It's enough that she will not drink the meisoito if we have one aid on the tumah. Being that we have two aidim on the yichud, so we believe that one aid on the tumah regarding this din, that she doesn't drink. Ve'edein bo betuma, that she was mezanet. Aval yesh edim lastiro. You do need edim for the yichud in order to get this din of soita in place. Nisposo ne'enso, raped. Kemoi utfoso v'shochavima. The Pasuk says she was not nisposo, because if she was, she would not be usher to her husband. Posuk Yudalet v'avar olov ruach kino v'kines ishtoi v'hinitmo o yovar olov ruach kino v'kines ishtoi v'hi loy nitmo o. Says Posuk Yudalet, that I told you in Posuk Yud Gimel, that if she was nistiro for the amount of time that she could have been mezanet, and we don't know what happened over there, that's going to cause this din of soito. That's only if before the stiro, before the yichud, the husband warned her, do not be misyached with that man. Do not be secluded with him. Only then, if she has a kinui, a warning, that's when it starts the process of soito. The word kina is a hard word to translate in this context. It means something to the effect of that he became jealous and angry. But not the negative type of jealousy, you're jealous of your friend, that he has something that you don't have. That indeed is a bad midah. Because why are you jealous of him? Hashem gave him what he deserves. This is a good type of jealousy. If a person's wife was mezana with another man, that's a good type of jealousy. So what does he use that jealousy for? He warns his wife, do not be misyached with that man. And what ended up happening, we don't know. Could be she was mezanet, or could be she was not mezanet. That remains unknown. Says Rashi, v'ovar olov, koidem lastiro. This posuk yudal happened before v'nistiro in posuk yud gimel. Ruach kino v'kinei pirshu rabiseinu losh nasro, warning, shemasrebo, he warns her, al tisosri mish ployni. Do not seclude yourself with that man. V'hinitmo, oyovar olov, kloimar. He warned her and she did not heed his warning. She was mesiached, that's definite. What's not definite is, it is unknown, was she mezane behind the closed doors or not? Posuk tezvo vehevi hoish es ishto elakoihein vehevi es kobono oleho asiris hoifo kemach soirim loitsoi kolov shemen veloitain olov levoino ki minchas ken ois hu minchas zikoroin mazkeres ovoin. The man has to bring his wife to the koyen and he has to bring a kobon for her, an asiris hoifo, a measurement of flour, kemach soirim, the low-grade flour from barley, not the high-grade flour, soiles, from chitim, from wheat, which usually menoches come from, rather low-grade flour, kemach, not soiles, soirim, not chitim. And normally a mincha has oil on top of it, and levoino, but this is a minchas choitei, minchas knois, don't put oil, don't put levoino on it, because this is a mincha of jealousy, of anger, both towards from her husband and from Hashem. It's a mincha that reminds Hashem of an aveira that was done. It says Rashi, kemach, shelo yehi misoiles, that's the high-grade flour. Soirim v'lo yichitim. Why? He also saw maise behemo. She did an action of an animal. The kobon o maichol behemo. Soirim is animal food. Lo yitzok oleo shemen, says Rashi, for two reasons. Number one, shalei korban a mahuna. It shouldn't be a mahuna or a beautified korban. Number two, shashemen koroi oil. Oil is called light. Loshna mikro shemen is yitzhor. Miloshen tzohoraim, daylight. Vehi osa sabachoyshech. She did her actions in the darkness. Veloyitin oleo levoino. Sheimois nikrois levoino. The imois, soro, rivko, rochle veleo, are called levoino, a nice smelling spice. Shenemar aposik and shira shirim vel giva sa levoino. Vehi pirusha midar chayen. She did not follow the footsteps. She went away from them. Kiminchas knois hu. Rashi is bothered by it. The word mincha is lush in the keva. It should have said minchas knois hi. And vod Rashi. So hu is referring to hakemach hazeh, the flower, and kemach lush in zocho. Minchas kenois, kenois is plural. Moireras ala shtei kenois. Two people are angry with her. Kinas hamokoim and the kinas habaal. Posuk tezayin veikrivo iso hakoyhein vehemido lifnei adonai. The kohen brings her close and stands her up in front of Hashem. Rashi will tell us later, by shar nikonoir, at the entrance of the azor. Velokach hakoyhein maim kedushim bichli chores umin heofor. Asher yehiye bekarka hamishkon yikach hakoyhein v'nosan el amoyim. And the kohen then takes holy waters. What's what makes them holy? Because they come from the ki oil. And he puts them in an earthenware kli, a cheap kli. And then he takes from the dirt, which is on the floor of the mishkon, and he puts it into the water. Says Rashi, Mayim Kedoshim, what makes them holy? Shekotru b'ki oil. Why do we take water specifically from the ki oil? Because what was the kiyor made from? The kiyor was made of the copper from the mirrors of the holy women in Mitzrayim, that they would encourage their husband to be mishamish with them in order to bring children to the world. They were with their husbands. And she did not follow their footsteps, because they out in the fields underneath the apple tree. She was mezana with somebody else. Tibodek boy, let the water from the keel check her indeed if she was mezana. Bichli chores, why he hishkiso es hanoyev yain meshubach, because it's meshubachim. She gave the mezana to drink fancy wine in fancy cups. Lefirach tishte mayim amorim b'mekedo b'zuya shel chores. She's gonna drink these waters from a cheap earthenware cup. Posugun ches behemida koyhein es hoisho lifnei adonai ufora es roish hoisho v'nosan al kapeho. Eis minchas hazikoroin minchas kenois hi uviyad hakoyhein yihiyu mei hamorim ha-me'orerim. And once again, the Kohen stands there in front of Hashem by Shar Nikonor at the entrance of the Azor. And Rashi will ask, we know that already. That happened already in Posuk Tezayin. Why the repetition? Rashi will tell us. Uforas roish ho'isho. The Kohen uncovers her hair and unravels the braids and the ties of her hair. Her hair is now out loose to be mevazer her. And he puts on her hands the mincha that her husband brought from her. The mincha that brings the remembrance of her avera. The mincha that speaks of the jealousy and the anger of her husband and Hashem. And the Kohen has in his hand may hamorim ha-me'orerim, the waters that are about to make her life, or may make her life, bitter and will be mechaser her, take her away from this world. Says Rashi, v'emida kohen, v'aloi kvar nemar, v'emido lifnei Hashem in posuk design. Why does it repeat it again? Elo, this teaches us. Masino yu'iso mimokim lemokim. They would take her from place to place, outside the Azor, around the Beis HaMikdosh, they would walk her around in order to tire her out, to make her weary, in order that she should come to her senses and she should admit if indeed she was choite. This way we could avoid erasing the Hashem's name in the waters, as we'll soon see. Upora soiser es klias saro. He undoes the braids and the tyings of her hair, kedei levazoisa, to embarrass her. Mikam lebnois Yisrael shegilu yarosh gnai lohen. From here we learn out that it's disgraceful for a married woman to walk around with her hair uncovered. The only way to undo her braids and undo the hair tyings, he'd have to uncover her hair. Lifnei Hashem b'shar nekona, hu sharo azoro amizrochi. That's the main entrance. Why Rashi said this over here and not in Posuk to Zion, the middle of Hashem, I don't know. Venosan al kapeo liyago. Once again, we're trying to make her tired and weary. She's going to have to hold this mincha. Ulai titorev daito vetoide. Hopefully, she'll come to her senses and she'll be moide, if indeed she was choite. And what will we gain by that? We won't have to erase Hashem's name in the water. Hamorim, bitter. Not that the water is bitter, but al shem soifon, shem morim lo. They make her bitter when it brings to her death. Hame'orerim, hamechasrim oisrin oilom. It takes her away from this world. Loshen siloin mamir, like a thorn that pokes the skin, it takes away from the skin. V'lo yitokin lefaresh mayim arorim. You can't possibly say that hame'orerim means the cursed waters. They're not cursed waters. Shalei kedoshim hem. They're holy waters, the Pasuk said before. V'lo arurim kosav akosuf. They're not cursed. Elo me'orerim esacherim. They make others lack. They'll be lacking from this world. V'af unkelus. Unkelus does relate this word to curse. But lo yitirgem litayo, that the waters are cursed. Elo milate tayo. They cause a curse to others. Shemaris klola begufa shalzu. It causes a curse to this woman. Pasuk yutes veishbi aiso hakoyhein veomar el hoisho im lo isho chav ish oisoch veim lo isotis tum otachas isheich hinokim imei hamorim hamorerim hoile. There are two ways to make a shvua. Either the person that's chayev the shvua makes it himself, or somebody else makes it, and that person says, Amen. And that's what's going to happen over here. The Kohen is going to make a shvua, and the woman will accept it by saying, Amen. And he tells her, Im lo yishochav ish oisach, if nobody was mezana with you, and you are not mezana underneath your husband, then you will be exempt from the punishment of these waters that potentially could make your life bitter and take you out of this world. But ve'at kisotis tachas isheich v'chinit meis v'yitein ishboch esherov toim mibal adei isheich. If you did go astray from your husband and you were mezane and somebody else besides your husband slept with you, then the continuation of this sentence is in the middle of Pasuk Chof Aleph. וישביע הכהן את הישו בשבועס הולו, ואומר הכהן לא ישו ייתן אדונו יויסוך לעולו ולשבועו, בסויך עמך, בסיס אדונו יזרחך נפלס, וזביטנך צבו. The Kohen makes a shvua that involves a curse, and he tells the woman. The word yitain is a direct continuation of the middle of the sentence, which ended in Pasuk Chof. And you read it like this. Ve'at ki sotistachas isheich v'chinit meis. Ve'yitain ishboch eshechov toim baladei isheich. Then what's going to happen? Yitain Hashem oysoch le'olo v'lishvua b'soich amech. Hashem will make you as an example for a curse. If somebody wants to curse his friend, they'll say, Hashem should do like you what happened to that woman. Or v'lishvua, if a person wants to take an oath and convince people that he's saying the truth, he'll say, if I'm not saying the truth, then such and such had happened to me. You will be used as an example for an olav l'shvua, because what's going to happen to you? Hashem will make your thigh fall and your stomach blow up. When and how will that happen? Pasuk Chof Beis. Uva'u ha'mayim ha'morim ho'ele b'me'ayich latzbois beten v'lanpil yorech v'omero ho'isho omein omein. When the water that will take you out of this world, will come down into your innards, and that will cause not only your thigh to fall and your stomach to blow up, it will also cause the stomach of the mezane to blow up and his thigh to fall. And the woman accepts the shvua and the olo, and she says, omein, omein. Rashi will explain the double omein. Says Rashi, posuk yutes, v'yishbia oiso, umahi hashvua. The next words, im lo yishochav hinoki. If nobody slept with you, you are exempt of the punishment. Hoim shochav, but if somebody did sleep with you, then hinoki. Switch the hey and the ches, you will be choked. In other words, you will die. Or other gilsois have, hoim shochav loitinoki. Shemichla lava tashamayahein. From the negative, you could negative, you could hear the positive. Eloshe mitzvah liftoel b'dinin nefoshe t'chilo l'schus. When you're dealing with the death of somebody, you start off with the positive first. And therefore the shavua starts off, if you were not mezane, then nothing will happen. Diuk, if you will be mezane, then something terrible will happen. I'm not sure why Rashi has to make this diuk. Hoim shochav, then chinoki, michlalav atoshemeahen. It's explicit in the posuk. Posuk chof chof aleph say exactly what's going to happen on the negative side. So why does Rashi need a diuk? I don't know. Rashi posuk chof, v'at ki sotis. The word ki over here is not a reason. Rather, ki mishamesh b'loshen im. If you went astray from your husband, and if you were a mezane, then the following will happen. B'shvua ha'olo, shvua shel klolo. Shvua that contains in it a curse. Yitein Hashem oisach le'olo, shi'u akoil mekalelin bich. They'll use you as an example for a curse. Namely, people will tell their friend, yevoyeich kederech shebo l'ploini, like something happened, like what happened to that woman, the soito. They'll use you as an example for a shvua, namely loy or imloy, loshen of a shvua. In other words, if I'm not saying the truth, then yerali keder asher leploinis. What happened to her should happen to me. We find another example where they use reshoim's downfall as a shvua. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, ve'inachtem shimchem leshvua lebechirai. Namely, Shatzadikim Nishboim bepuranusan shel Rashoim. Tzadikim swear with the puranus, the bad things that happen for the Rashoim. V'chein l'inyan abrocho, v'nivrochu v'cho, b'choy v'och Yisrael. When your name will be used as an example of a brocha. Es yereichich. Take a look later on in Posuk Chof Zayin, where the waters actually do this. What does it say over there? Uvo uvo amayim hameorerim lemorim. And what happens? V'tzov sovitno. First her stomach blows up. And then v'noflo yerecho. Then her thigh falls. But in our pasuk, when the kohen is telling her the curse, what's going to happen, he reverses the order. First, the thigh falls, and then the stomach blows up. The truth is, what really happens, what happens in Pasuk Chof Zayin, as Rashi told us over there, as the water goes to the stomach blows up, and then it gets absorbed, then the thighs fall. Over here, it said it in the reverse order. Says Rashi, why? Beklolo hikdim liyerech lebeten. First the thigh, then the stomach. Why? Lefi shebo hischilo bo averot chilo. When she starts being mezana, first the mezana lies on her thighs, and only then it gets to her stomach. So that comes first. So that's cursed first. Tzovo ketalgumoy nefucha, blowed up. Rashi posuk chav beis latzbois beten. Kemoi lehatzbois beten. It will cause the stomach to blow up. Zeu shimush patach shalam and nekuda boy. Being that the lamed has a patach underneath it that fills in for the missing hay. We find other examples. V'chein lanchoy sham aderech, laroy ischem baderech, ha-shaltein chubo, as if it said, lehanchoy sham, leharoy ischem. V'chein lanpil yorech. The next words of the posuk, also as if it says, lehanpil yorech. Shamayim matzbi me'az ha-beten, u'mapil me'sa yorech. The waters cause the stomach to blow up and the thigh to fall. Latzbois beten velanpil yorech, says Rashi, this is not referring to the stomach and thigh of the woman. Rather, bitnoi v'yerecho shel boyel, the mezane. How do I know? Oy einu elo shel niveles, says Rashi, it can't be, because the niveles we saw in the previous pasuk. Kishon oymer es yerechich nefeles ves bitnich tzovo, hareish niveles omu, must be this pasuk is referring to the boyel. Omen, omen, kabolas ha-shvua, that's accepting the shvua. Why twice, omen? A couple of pshot. Omen ala ola on the curse, omen ala shvua, that she was not mezane. Omen imesh ze, that the husband warned her against. Omen imesh acher, I was not mezane with anybody. Omen shloisha tisya rusa unesua, not at this stage of the marriage, and not in an earlier stage of the marriage, between kiddushin and nisuin. When I was an arusa, I was not mezane either. Shomeres yovom uknusa, in the case where she's a yavomo, namely her husband died and her husband's brother is being miyabim her. So before he's miyabim, she's called a shomeres yovom. After he's miyabim, she's called a knusa. They're also, I was not mezane in either stage. That's pshat in the double omen. Posuk chav gimel vechosav es ha'olois ha'ele ha'kuyhein ba'sefer u'mocho el mei ha'morim. The Kohen shall write down these above-mentioned curses on a piece of cloth, and he takes it and he erases the letters into these waters of that are potentially going to make her life bitter. Ve'hishkoes ho isho es mei ha'morim ha'morim uvo uvo ha'mayim ha'morim le'morim. Rashi tells us the pasuk is not describing the order of events, and now he gives the woman to drink. That's only going to happen at the end of Pasuk Chavov, after the Kohen brings the Mincha. Rather, we're just explaining the flow and what's going to happen with that, with these waters after the Kohen gives her the curse. He's going to give it to her eventually, and then these waters will come and take her out of this world and make her life bitter. Says Rashi, V'ishko es ho'isho in ze seder ha'maise, sh'ari b'tchilo makri mincha'osa, elu ha'kosu mevaselcha, sheke she'yashkeno. When he gives her to her to drink, yovo yovo lemori. That is the opinion of Rab Shimon. Tanakama argues, but Rashi picked Rab Shimon's opinion because the Pasuk Chavov, it sounds like that in the Pasuk Pshat. Take a look. It says, first you bring the Mincha, ve'achar yashkes ho'isho. Therefore Rashi chose it as the Pasuk Pshat of the Pasuk. Lefi shenemal beten v'yorech. It says only that the stomach and thigh are affected by the mind. Minayin l'shar kol haguf. It comes within her, bekula, in all of her body. It affects the whole body. Im kein ma tamud loy ma beten v'yorech specifically, l'vishayin yitchilu ba'aveiro tchilo, they started over the aveiro, because that's where the boil lies upon her thighs and her stomach. L'vishayin yitchilu me'en ha'puronus, therefore, the puronus, the punishment, starts with them. L'morim, l'hiyois lo, roim u'morim, these water will be in her, namely make her bitter, namely kill her. Pozuk of hey, velokahako hein me yado in show ace, mincha sakin ois. Vaini fesa minaholif neado inoi, vain krivo iso, elamis beyach. If we translate the pozuk literally, it says the kohen takes the mincha from the woman's hands and he does tnufa. Tnufa means he waves it in all four directions, up and down, and then he brings it close to the mizbeach. That is called the avoido of the hagosho. Before the kmitza is done, you bring the whole mincha to the keren droimis ma'arovis of the mizbeach, as we saw in Parshas Vayikra and Tzav. But Rashi learns the posuk not that way. It says Rashi ve'heinif moilichu mevi male u'moirid. He waves it to all four sides, up and down. Who does the tnufa? Says Rashi vav hi menifo imoy. She does the tnufa together with the koyen. She yodo lemala miyodo shel koyen. Her hands are above touching the mincha, and the koyen underneath her hands. So how does Rashi learn the words v'lokach hakoyen miyado isha? He's not taking it from her hands. He's holding it together with her. One of two possibilities. Either it means he takes it from her that she's no longer holding it by herself, now holding it together, or it's referring to the end of the pasuk. He is starting the process of taking it away from her. In the meantime, he's going to do tnufa together with her, and then he's going to take it completely away in order to do v'hikriv oisa l'mizbeach hagosho. Says Rashi, v'hikriv oisa zui hagosh, hagoshosa, bringing it close, bekeren droimis ma'arovish l'mizbeach, on the southern western corner, koidem k'mitza k'sham anochis, as is done by every mincha. The queen then does kmitza, a fistful of the flour like we do in every mincha, and that's called azkoroso. That's the only remembrance that this mincha gets onto the mizbeach. That's the only part that goes on the mizbeach. He burns it on the mizbeach, and only afterwards, after he brought the mincha, that's when he gives the woman to drink the water. It says Rashi has koroso hu akoimetz. Shall the aktoroso yamincha bo'ol zikor in a gavoya. By bringing on his beach, that's its remembrance to Hashem. Pozuk of zayin veishko es hamayim veho yeso im nitme'o vatim oil ma'al be'isho uvo uvo hamayim hameorerim nemorim vetzaveso vitno venofalo yerecho. And the Kohen will make her drink the water, even though we just did that. At the end of Pasuk Chavav, Rashi will explain the repetition. And then, if she was Nitma, she was Nival, and she sinned against her husband, then these waters come within her, and they will make her lacking from the world. They'll kill her. They'll be bitter for her. How so? It will make her stomach blow up, and it will make her thighs fall. And this woman will be an example for a curse. And where will this death take place? Bekerev Amo, among her nation. There are other people watching this embarrassing and disgraceful death, which exacerbates the embarrassment of this woman. Says Rashi Vishko Esamai. It said it already. What is being malbe le rabbi shim omro eni shoiso le achar shenim chorko amegilo? If after the cloth with the olois, with Hashem's name, was erased, then she says, no, I'm not drinking, it's too late. Ma'arin oisa, we force her mouth open. Umashkin oisa bal kocho, we pour down the drink against her will, down her throat. Elem kenom otmeyani. Unless she said, I was mezane. In that case, even after we erase the Megillah, we will not force her to drink. What's the point? We know the truth. She admitted. V'tzov sovitno, afal pishe baklolo hiskir yerech t'chilo. As Rashi mentioned before, in the curse in Pasuk Chof Aleph, it mentions first the thigh and then the stomach, because that was the order of the Aveiro. But what happens l'maisa? Hamayim einam boitkim elo keder knisoson bo. The water actually checks, namely it blows up the stomach first. That's the what it hits first when it comes down the throat. Everybody will use her as an example of a curse. Bekerev amo. Lule divrei Rashi, I would have learned that she is le'olo bekerev amo. Among her nation, people will use her as a curse. But Rashi learns that the Bekir of Amo is going on the Etzem death. She will die with other people seeing. Hefresh yesh bein odom amistnavel b'mokom shenikal le'odom b'mokom shenikal le'odom amistnavel b'mokom she'enu nikal. There's a big difference. A person that dies a disgraceful death in a place where other people could see, to a person that dies a disgraceful death where nobody could see, that add an extra element to the embarrassment of this death. Pasuk Chav Ches ve'im lo yinit me'oh isha utoi rohi v'nikisa v'nizre ozora. But if the woman was not mizane, not with the man that the husband warned her from, and not with anybody, that's the double lashon, lo yinit me'oh isha utoi rohi, then v'nikisa, she is exempt from the punishment of the Maim HaMe'orerim. And not only that, V'nizra Zora, if she had a hard time in childbirth, from now on it will go easy. And if she gave birth to ugly children, from now on she'll give birth to beautiful children. Says Rashi, V'im lo yinitmo isha b'stiro zu, u'tohoi rohi mimokum hachel, v'nikesa mimaim HaMe'orerim, v'lo yoid elo v'nizra Zora. אם הוא יישא ילדס בצער, תלד ברווח. אם הוא יישא ילדס שחוירים, ילדס לבונים. פוזוק חובתה, זו ישתירה סכנה אויס אשר תשתה אישו, תחס אישו, ונתמאו. These are the halachos of the jealousy of the anger which is caused by a woman going astray from her husband and being mizane. אוי איש אשר תעבוי רולוב רוח קינאו וקינז אשתוי. והמידס או אישו לפני אדוני ועושה לו הכהן איס כל התירו הזויס. Rashi says that this word oi doesn't mean or, rather, if. This whole process of soito will only take place if this man had a spirit of jealousy and of anger and he warns his wife. Because if that never happened, if he never warned his wife and she stam secluded herself, although that's usher to do, but it won't bring about this process of soita. Only if he warned her before the stira, then v'hemides o isha lifnei Hashem, and the kohen will do this whole process to her. Says Rashi, oi ish kemoi oi noida, which means klema im ish kanoihu. If he's a person that gets jealous, not in the negative sense, that's the proper thing, and he warned her, then lekach v'hemid eso isha. Posuk lamed ale v'niko ho'ish me'avoin v'ho'isho ha'hi tiso es avoino. Rashi has two pshotim. Pshat number one, the whole posuk has one flow. The man may be thinking to himself, oy vey, feel guilty, I am responsible for the death of my wife. Says the posuk, don't worry about it. V'niko ho'ish me'avoin, the man is clean from any averus. He didn't do anything wrong. It's she's the one that did something wrong. She brought about her own death. That's the first prat of Rashi. The second prat of Rashi splits the pasuk into two. V'niko ha'ish me'ovoin is telling us, once they did the test, and she turns out clean, that she was not mezanet, now he can continue being Boyle's wife. Diuk, up until now, while she was a suspected soita, she was usher to her husband. It's usher for them to be together. Now, if he's together with her, now he's clean from any avera, because now it's mutter. And according to that, the second half of the pasuk is talking about a case where she was mezane. If she was mezane, it's her problem. It's her avera that she did. Says Rashi, v'niko ish me'ovoin im bedoku amayim, and she ended up getting killed. Al yidag loymar chavti b'misoso, it's my fault. No, no kiyumina oynesh, you're clean. Davorachel, misha yashkeno te etzloy behetel. She's now mutter to him. V'niko me'ovoin, he has no avera by being with her. Because she has soito, asura labayro. While she's a suspected soito, she's also to her husband. And now that iser pops off. On a second thought, now I'm thinking, could be we don't have to chop up the pasuk. According to the second pshat, v'niko ish me'ovoin, that is referring to that she was not mezane, and therefore he's allowed to be with his wife. The pasuk is telling you, nevertheless, lemaisa, that woman still did an avera. She was misyached with another man, even though she wasn't mezane over there, but there's still a chet. The pasuk is pointing out the avera still exists, and this way the pasuk flows better than saying it, that it's talking about two different situations. Adkan, the fourth topic of Parshas Nosoi, the topic of Soito.